So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in the start of a rollicking week here, big time week. As Dawn just said, the hearing for the Charlie Kirk killer is underway, and we'll update should we see anything of note. You know the charges. I think the death penalty ultimately will be in play and should be in play. But YouTube alert, in a moment I'll play you and we'll give our own analysis blow by blow of Larry Krasner, the weirdo helmet of the year, the bike riding gloves, and the fanny pack as a nice touch. He was out cycling when confronted by Frank Scales. Now, you may remember, we discovered and had Frank Scales on when the first incident happened at the town hall. Then there was the second town hall, and Frank playing Saquon Barkley, trying to break through the wall there and get in. Well, we found Krasner in a park, maybe Northern Liberty, something like that. And Larry, to his credit, engaged him when he asked him a question or two, which we're going to show you. And yes, he did ask him if he was breastfed or not. That's even for Krasner. Larry, way to go, buddy. I'm going to ask Frank Scales, who'll be here at 12:30, was he indeed breastfed? Is he going to comment on that? You know, when he was here last week, he said he ran and became president of Community College of Philadelphia, endorsed Donald Trump, I think, on the same day, and then was impeached probably on the next day. My God. Where did this guy come from? All right. And he gets Krasner to go back and forth. And Krasner is one of the worst offenders, constantly calling people, telling him to put down Mein Kampf. And there's a woman in the background who sees Frank. Now, I think maybe it's in South Philly and she knows him and screams, Frank, we love you. We love your work, in the middle of the back and forth with Larry Krasner. You just can't write this. So I know that I was talking to Greg. He and Nick have put up $500 each, they say, to the charity of Krasner's choice if Krasner will debate Frank Scales. Now, this would be a spectacular. And even though Frank is only 22, that will play in his favor because Krasner seems to think because he's so young, he can just say something and not back it up in any way, shape, or form. And also, you can tell how thin-skinned he is and how much he's off with the law. I mean, it seems to me, even though I'm a law school dropout, that what Frank Scales did here was legal. Larry may have been illegal when he touched his camera. So arguing that this isn't legal, what he's doing here, it takes more than this to be harassment. Is that where Krasner is going to go next here? But I'll get to that in just a moment. Just a note today, my eye's really on him. We have the guy, if he'll come back on again, Andy Ngo. I'm so glad over the weekend President Trump finally is cracking down on Portland. Portland is the center, as far as I can tell, of the Antifa universe. You had police there like Danielle Outlaw. Remember her in Philadelphia? She was in charge a lot of that and let them run wild. They go wild every night. They riot, essentially, storm federal buildings, try to blind people with lasers. Remember all that with Antifa in Portland? And Trump has left it a little bit, Wall Street Journal's right, unclear, would these be National Guard going in and or the U.S. military? That may happen. One way or another, though, Antifa is going to be put down here. And that's exactly what should be done. Here's the reaction, though. This is cut 7 of the Oregon governor and saying, no, we have everything under control. Why would you be coming here? Cut 7.
And tonight, the governor of Oregon reiterated there is no national security threat in Portland. Here's what she said at a presser moments ago.
There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security. And there is no need for military troops in our major city. Military service members should be dedicated to real emergencies. The members of the Oregon National Guard, their mission is to stand up and protect Oregonians, and they will do that every day, but they are not needed in the city. They are not needed here.
Yeah, right. Like, we're not watching this slow motion last 4 or 5 years. ICE has to be protected in this, and Trump is right to start with Portland. We've seen now Chicago National Guard, but what's going to happen in Portland, I think, is going to be even more intense than what we've seen in Washington or Memphis starting to come our way. Slowly but surely, this has happened, and this would be at the top of my list, because this crowd, Antifa here, they are the menace of menace, and they are domestic terrorists labeled now by the Trump administration. All right, now sit back, get the popcorn. I'm going to ask Henry what he thought as he put this together. I couldn't watch this enough, both to see the outfit of Larry Krasner. See, it stunned me. I give Krasner more credit that he'd be more biting. And by the way, notice the usual fascist, fascist, fascist. It's not just fascist now. Last week we told you the new word thrown around by these guys. You're un-American. We're un-American now. Curious word to be used by those far from the left who hate traditional America. But we're un-American. And Krasner goes with un-American here in the beginning. And this is maybe a subtle change. I don't know. There's no memo of the left out there. But they are saying the word nihilist, and they are saying the word un-American. I think it was Chuck Todd who said that too. Un-American is the word du jour. So here's Krasner. It must be after or before his bike run. He's got a Clash shirt on. Greg noticed, too, that it was tucked into his pants. He's got a fanny pack. He's got the black socks on.
He's
got
to complete that whole cyclist biker look.
And then when he puts the helmet on, it looked like it was something out of Prussia or something, didn't it? What is with the bicycle helmet? What's that on the top or whatever? Is this symbolic? I mean, I admire someone who's biking doing all that, but he's sitting there having a Starbucks, seems to be his drink of choice, when he notices that Frank Scales, who'll be here at 12:30, comes on the scene and wants to ask him a question or two that he's been unable to answer. Here's how it sounded.
I'll tell you what, Frank, just keep lying. Frank, just keep lying. Oh, my, I touched your camera.
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
Frank?
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
Frank, did I ask you to come over and bother me when I'm sitting here drinking coffee in a park? Did I ask
you to
do that?
You're on public property, brother.
Brother.
Is that your theory?
Yes.
Frank, you're un-American, Frank. You're un-American. You're anti-American.
I'm a resident of this city who cares about public safety. Why are you calling me un-American?
Because you support people who support hate. You don't understand what it means to be a fascist, what people like Adolf Hitler do, how spreading hate, which is something that, frankly, the people you admire do, gets us closer to that. This is about you.
How can you say that about
ego.
Me? Why don't you have a conversation about these things with right. me? Why are you accusing me?
The reason I would talk to a 22-year-old who disrupts meetings.
Oh, so I'm to the, too young now.
The reason I would talk to a 22-year-old who knows nothing he's talking about meetings is what, Frank? You are welcome to write whatever you want in your non-existent fake paper. You're
wow.
welcome to do that.
We have more views than your TikTok. We get more views than you.
TikTok argument.
Your one video that's true.
That's not even remotely true.
You're
but
one
Frank,
video
I'll tell you what. Frank,
let's go to the tape.
Just keep lying.
Don't touch my camera.
Frank,
don't
just keep lying.
Camera.
Oh, my. I touched
don't
your
touch
camera.
Camera.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you let the good people of Philadelphia have meetings where you behave yourself?
Why don't you invite
we let
the
you
good
in.
People of Philadelphia?
We let you in. You're actually not allowed to do this without my permission. This is the second time. I'm not going to do anything about it because I figure there's hope for even you. People
even
deserve
me?
A second chance. No matter how un-American you are,
I'm un-American again.
Anti-American you are, I figure you deserve a second chance.
And you're a public official. Somebody should hold you accountable, which I'm doing. And that's American. That's what America is about. It's about holding politicians accountable and disagreeing and arguing. So you should learn how to do it.
All right, that's just a little bit. We have more, the breastfeeding and everything else. You know, I don't know what Krasner was trying to. I think he was saying that Frank was not breastfed, and that explains a lot. Did you think that was the case?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see here. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and we'll have Frank Scales here at 12:30 today. I commend Greg and Nick. Can we get it going? Would people pay to Krasner's charity? You know, help the citizens of Philadelphia, the bicycle club he always talks about. If he would just debate Frank Scales, he's a 22-year-old that's un-American, he mocked. Can you imagine a crowd for this? Oh, my good, between Frank's people, our people, Dugan's people, and then the Krasner mob.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm picturing
my
like
God.
A big boxing promotion almost. Gigantic
yes,
scale.
We need an undercard. Maybe I would debate Asa Khalif, who's fine. No, Jim Kenny. We bring Jim
now
Kenny out
thinking.
As a warm-up act.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah,
get an undercard going?
An undercard,
yeah.
Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. Jump on board. And this is an example of what the left is all about. I think it was on Thursday we told you. It may have been on Friday. That Joanne Chesimard, that's what I call her, just like Mumia is not really Mumia. She adopted the name Asadi Shakur. The Chicago Teachers Union on their Twitter. Now, they are the worst teachers union in the country. They are beyond belief. They put, rest in peace, Asadi Shakur. Today, we honor the life and legacy of a revolutionary fighter, a fierce writer, a revered elder of Black liberation, and the leader of freedom, whose spirit continues to live in our struggle. Asadi refused to be silenced. Now, she and a mob silenced, I think the guy may have been 29 or so with wife and kids, a New Jersey cop, then was imprisoned and escaped and has lived the last, I guess it's 50 years or so, in Cuba. Chicago Public, does this give you an idea of the indoctrination of what these teachers are about? This is their official Twitter. Member of the squad, Presley, Representative Presley from Massachusetts. She also paid homage to Asadi Shakur. She's been likened to Mumia. Yeah, they're in the same camp. Yeah, it fits. She might even be worse in some ways. This is the teachers' union. Wow. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, Henry happened to notice, I think it was a birthday, right, of Daniel Boone. It wasn't his death.
Correct.
Okay. Last week. And this is one I know we've never done. We are looking for the most significant, meaning it could be bad or good. I was going to just go with great and take all the good ones. But you can throw in something a little bit negative here. American, without being elected president. Probably we don't want to hear about senators or anything either, to be honest. But, you know, you think of greatest American, they start right away. Well, I probably would go with Washington. But we want people unelected. So I'll take off the board. Martin Luther King Jr. Comes to mind. And I wrote one out of here that, Henry, give us yours, and I'll find the other one I thought that was a little bit outside the box.
Yeah, so I'll take two here. I'll take one for good, one for bad. I don't know why. This guy's always had some real estate in my head ever since I learned what he did. And I got to share it with everyone else just in case you forgot from your U.S. history classes. Eli Whitney, what a real American. Do you know what he did, Dom?
Well, the cotton gin.
He invented the cotton gin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know why it lives in my head rent-free, and clearly it does with you, too. He's just one of those guys.
That's an easy one.
Why is the cotton gin such a, revolutionary thing where it's like, we all know who Eli Whitney is?
I think it made cotton more of a cash crop and slavery.
Okay.
More.
Well, there you go. So, yeah.
I mean, because they couldn't distill it before the
cotton
gin.
Yeah, because it was very rough, picking through all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy, everyone knows what he did, but I feel like he doesn't get enough praise enough.
So here I am.
I'm singing his praises.
Okay.
The other one I'm going to take off the board, a more notorious American, that would be Scarface himself, Al Capone.
That's pretty notorious.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't really get more notoriety American than that.
I'll take one who gets a lot of play, but maybe not as much, because I still think it's amazing that they would try to do this. The Wright brothers.
Oh,
gone off a cliff.
we'll make it. Yeah.
Oh, maybe this is going to work.
Yeah, we put this together with sticks and canvas here. I think it'll work.
I think both of them were on board, too.
Yeah.
My God. All right, so that's what we're looking for today on the side. You can give us your reaction to Larry Krasner. We'll talk to Frank Scales about it. Jack Cetarelli will be here at 2. If you noticed over the weekend, Mikey Sherrill's husband was also, I don't want to say involved, that might be too harsh, in the cheating scandal at the Naval Academy, but he got a lawyer since he must have been questioned, and they did let him march. And I guess the question to me, and I'll ask Jack what he thinks, if he was able to march, why did they put a category where she could not march? She, of course, is firing back, saying we're just going after her being in the military. Not so. And this race has taken a drastic turn, I think, for the better for Jack Cetarelli. We'll see, though. And as I said the other day, I don't like the guy who gave out to a Freedom of Information, all of her information, Social Security, home address and all. But the rest of it's out there, and it should be out there. Just release what they said, why you couldn't walk in graduation. This is pretty simple, but there's a lot more with the Jersey race heating up. And I got coming up, well, let me take a quick stab now. The Ryder Cup. You know, sports fans here in Philadelphia are seen, let's face it, as the animals of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been incidents, and we do have animals. But I've always maintained the whole place is animalistic. New York City. When you go there, it's just aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. And what they did with Rory McIlroy, of all people, I mean, this isn't a villain. It's just unbelievable. They had to be flanked by row after row of state police trying to hit a chip shot.
Yeah.
The comedian that the idiots who run the Ryder Cup put on the first tee, they had a comedian on the front, a female, got kicked out forever from the PGA for leading the crowd in chants of F. McIlroy. A comedian on the first tee.
Yeah.
What could go wrong? Yeah.
Well, I understand you want to get the crowd riled up because this is over in Europe, it's very rowdy.
And here it's
tame comparison. But
I don't know.
You don't have anything better than that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Come on.
But I mean, New York is just what they're about. I mean, this is exactly what they're about.
Long Island, right?
Long Island. Yeah. But I think a lot of them came from New York. You know, they always do this. All right. So it's not us. It's New York. All right. 855-839-1210. Get on board. Get in early and often. Frank here at 12:30. Jack at 2 o'clock. We're also going to talk today with Scott Presler, of course. He was at the big Charlie Kirk event at Penn State. And he's calling upon his fellow influencers to come to Jersey to influence this election. All right. He's here today, too. 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Monday. Great start to a new week. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time significant American. Daniel Boone was Henry's jumping off point for that. Unelected, though. They can't have been.
No politicians.
No politicians. All right. So, you know, it winnows the field a good bit. You heard ours, so you might have a negative one. That's fine. All right. So we got Portland going on. We have Dan chipping in. He texted me this morning, and yeah, I think he's back tomorrow. We'll have to get him on and talk about that. Oh, he's excited. The all-time biggest private equity deal, largest private equity buyout, private, $52.5 billion. It's Electronic Arts.
EA.
Yeah, EA.
Even I know EA Sports.
Right, and... The gamer aspect of this is incredible. I think that's why he sent it to me. Just mind-boggling. How could that have... Well, you think it's a sports aspect of it, right?
Well, I mean, no. That's their biggest thing, whether is it's it? Madden okay. or...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah
all
Madden.
Those
well, yeah, games. Madden. Yeah, yeah,
college football.
But $52.5 billion is quite a haul. And I did take note of something else that... let me play you part two here first. And then I have some Randy Weingarten. This is Cut 11. All right, here's a little bit more. And Frank will be here. If you have a question, you can call in if we don't cover everything. Here's Frank Scales, part two, with Larry Krasner in the park. It's a little bit shorter. This is where the woman yells, Frank, we love you, in the middle of this. Where did this guy come from? It's just been since the middle of September when he stood up at the town hall. Then it was trying to crash the wall they set up at the next one. Now, this story has gone national, and people are saying, who is this guy, Larry Krasner? Well, this unmasks him even more. He is insufferable. He's never challenged. If any of these sycophantic reporters dare say anything at the weekly brief, they're banished. They never get to come again. I mean, it's an obvious thing that he does. Here's part two, youtube.com/1210.
How about this? Read a history of World War II. It'd be good for you.
Any books?
My dad actually volunteered to serve.
Okay.
Read a history of World War II.
What Frank, book would you like me to read on World War II? I will read it.
There are so many, Frank.
You can't recommend me a book.
Best. I'll tell you what. Put down Mein Kampf and get up a real book.
Oh, so you're calling me a fascist.
What I'm telling you is that the guy you admire, Donald Trump, has many supporters, some of whom have talked about what a great book Mein Kampf is. At some point, Frank, you need to actually open your mind and learn a couple of things. You
My do. Mind is open.
I don't think your mind's open at all. I'm just saying.
I follow you on Instagram. I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah. Support. Is she a fascist too?
Did you have, I mean, were you not breastfed? What am I missing?
What?
That's it. He's pro breastfeeding. What is it?
All your little buddies who want to take away the vote from women, do you agree?
Who wants to take away the vote from women?
You really
Can you explain how?
About, you?
Can you explain how?
You really don't know what you're talking
Can
about.
Can you explain how?
Frank?
How does President Trump want to take away women's vote? What does that mean?
Do you read the paper?
Can you explain?
Do you read the paper?
Can you explain? Do you read the paper? If you read the paper, you can explain. I don't know what paper you're referring to, but could you explain what that means?
Frank, you have a wonderful day.
Oh, my God. He goes with taking away the right of women to vote. The breastfeed was there. I didn't know why I didn't hear it the first time. So he is in favor of breastfeeding, as am I.
Yes.
Leche Lake.
Yes.
Agreed. On record. I have to ask Frank that. Frank's pretty honest. He'll tell us if he's breastfed or not. He's not going to care. You know, which part of this did he not understand? Put down Mein Kampf.
I do like how Frank called him out. He's like, read a book. And he's like, all right, which book do you recommend? Which paper?
Which paper? Down Mein Kampf. And it's a part of record that's required reading for the Trump people here. Oh, my goodness. It just exposes. Now, look, it's not pleasant when you have somebody as skilled, as I think Frank is as an activist, coming up and asking you this stuff. It's not quite Jesse Waters back in the day, but he's very good, very disarming, particularly when he calls him brother and all. And Krasner is just ill-equipped to have to go back and forth with people. He's in such a bubble in Philadelphia. As I said, he doesn't get these sorts of things. He hasn't really. I hope Judge Dugan is taking notes here. If there's another debate. Oh, my God. You know, Frank coming to the debate. If there's another debate, do you see how he can get under the skin of this guy? Just keep asking him when he says these vague things like, the paper, what paper, what book? What book should I read about World War II? We don't need no books. Put down Mein Kampf. He really is not used to having to engage, particularly given how insufferable he is, how much she said pretty provocative stuff all the time. He's not been challenged. He hasn't been challenged. If you remember the first time around, he had all that money. There were six other Democrats in there, and then that was it. Chuck Peruto ran against him the second time. Come on, right? And then this time, Judge Dugan, I think, went into this. I think based upon previous conversations, Judge Dugan's learned a lot of what he has to do in the next debate with Larry Krasner, if there is one. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, hit us with that significant American. Just push #1210. Our eyes are on the Robinson hearing as we speak, and I could not be happier that President Trump is really moving on Portland, which just has been this this dress-up day for Antifa. This is the headquarters of it. I mean, if I'm right, a few years back, yeah, it was Portland. They were trying to blind ICE agents or federal people in federal buildings with laser, you know, a crude laser beam to try to blind them. This is heavy duty stuff. Danielle Outlaw let them almost murder Andy Ngo, who's been on the show several times in the streets of Portland. Portland is their home court. I'll tell you a little bit later in the show, too. Guess who's on the docket next? At least that's what Politico says, and I think they're right for Trump to challenge. The WNBA. Oh, yeah. You knew this had to be coming at some point. The WNBA. Oh, I think it would have come to a head if Caitlin Clark were not injured and were playing. But, okay. Is Frank going to be on YouTube? Can we?
Yes, he will.
Oh, good. All right. So, we don't have as many YouTube interviews. It's a little bit harder. We have far-flung people. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. If you haven't seen Frank in action, I don't know. We have to roll B-roll of all the stuff and all. I have to get to the bottom of how he happened upon Larry Krasner and the breastfeeding question. I thought he might stop him and answer that and do a little dissertation on that. What book should I read? Hey, Larry, do you know about the La Leche Lick? All right, 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Arrow will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Arrow can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right, it is Dom time. So glad we brought you a few weeks ago before this bigger media rush, fighting Frank Scales. Frank, of course, we talked to him the other day. I'm not sure if he graduated from community college. He was president of the student body until he endorsed Donald Trump and they impeached him. I'd love to see the impeachment hearing there. I'll ask him about it. Let's bring in Frank Scales after this weekend at Bernie's, in this case, Larry's. On Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, welcome back. Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Frank, read any good books lately? Is Frank there? Henry? Yeah, I don't hear him. Yeah, okay. You're moving a lot of stuff. Okay. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, give me a second. Hold on. Okay. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah. All right. 1210. You can follow him on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHD. Okay. All right. Frank, read any good books lately? All right. Maybe we have
to. I'm just seeing it now. It looks like he's frozen on his end. So,
okay. All right.
Let's come back to that in a second.
Yeah. Let's just put him on by phone then. Can we just.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll stop with the pictures here. And you can find Frank at surgephilly.com, I believe, is the best place. We'll do it the old fashioned way. We'll go by phone. We played you the confrontation with Larry Krasner. Hey, Frank, read any good books lately?
Hey, Dom, how you doing? Thanks for having me back on the show. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Frank. And your fans were out there. I love right in the middle of this debate over breastfeeding. For the record, Frank, did you tell Larry if you were breastfed or not?
I didn't. And, you know, it's a pretty interesting question coming from the district attorney of Philadelphia. He couldn't answer one question. All he had was a lame insult. And when I asked what it even means, I was serious. I still don't understand the insult. But, you know.
Well, it means he thinks you were not breastfed. And that's why you're, you know, not up to his intellectual capabilities.
Didn't get the nutrients.
The nutrients. Mm-hmm. You didn't get the nutrients, Frank. That's right. So, Frank, you should be aware our morning show, not one, but two of the hosts, Greg Stocker, who's also the program director, and Nick Gale, have said they'll put up $500 each if Krasner will debate you, going to Krasner's charity. We're trying to get that underway. I think there's a shot that he might do it because the arrogance that you're only 22 seems to fuel his rage towards you.
Yeah, and it's really interesting coming from him because he's advocated for young people to get involved in politics for his whole life. And now that a 22-year-old is challenging him, he seems to have no answers. And Serge Philly actually agreed to put up $100 to a charity of Larry Krasner's choice if he will debate us. And we're in Logan Square every week from 4 to 6 p.m. We're ready.
Well, what are you doing in Logan Square? What do you have, like a debate thing there, you mean?
Yes, we're having a weekly debate for anybody who wants to join us, come up and talk. Okay. It's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. in Logan Square. But yes, it's for anybody. We want to get the community involved. We think discourse and discussion is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Especially with people who disagree with us.
So, Frank, you haven't done it yet. The first will be this Saturday.
We did one this Saturday, and we have a few clips up already, and it's going to be going on for 2 months. So we're going to have 8 total events.
Now, were people civil? Did anybody try to shut you down, or was it okay?
We had awesome conversations. We had a conversation with a 16-year-old who was extremely intelligent, and we're getting that conversation up right now. We also had a conversation with somebody who didn't see the importance in voting, and we had a good conversation, and by the end of it, he didn't understand why Larry Krasner won't prosecute people who have illegal firearms, and he even thought that was crazy. So I think we really need to open up the dialogue, and we need people talking in Philadelphia, and it's been lacking for so long. And if Surge Philly can do just a little bit to make that happen, we're very happy.
That is a wonderful idea. It's kind of like it's a Trafalgar Square. Where is it in London, where they used to do this? People get up on a soapbox, but on this one, there's more of a debate. 4 to 6, Logan Circle. That's a really good spot for it. Mm-hmm. I hope that the other media in town pick up on this and publicize it, because in the wake of Charlie Kirk and everything else, that's exactly what should happen. So let's go back to Krasner, though, Frank. How is it you knew he does a morning bike run there?
So actually somebody shot us a text and said he was there. And I said, you know, I'm going to go and for a third time, try to have a conversation with him about why we weren't allowed in the town hall, about his rhetoric. And we thought that it's just really important to have conversations. So I went up and I simply asked why I wasn't allowed in his town hall meeting. And he had a very aggressive response, both verbally and physically, even going as far as to grab my phone.
Yeah, the camera part. What do we make, too, that he thinks you don't have a right to do that in public? I mean, that's not a reasoned public opinion policy for a DA to say you can't film him in that manner, as long as you're not aggressive. And I didn't see any aggression there.
Yeah, and I thought that was very alarming that the top prosecutor in Philadelphia would say something like that. And it really goes into a general pattern we're seeing with the Democratic Party, who has largely been captured by the radical left. The Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy does not exist anymore. They do not agree that we should have discourse and discussion, and they shut down anybody who disagrees with them. And I think it's very evident with Larry Krasner. He's only okay with opinions that coincide with his ideology. And we've seen that in his town hall, where he marketed it as an open town hall for the community to discuss a possible National Guard deployment. But what he actually did was only allow people who agree with him in the town hall. We thought that was it's very alarming.
The reaction is out there nationally. So give us an idea of your weekend. What's the reaction? How about the negative? I mean, on my Twitter alone, it's overflowed to that going after you. What's the complaint about what you're doing?
So I think people are generally, and I think it's natural for people to be uncomfortable around any form of confrontation, even if it's a positive confrontation where we're disagreeing. And I think that we need to get the population of Philadelphia, of the United States, comfortable with disagreeing. I think we've been programmed in a lot of ways to not like that. So I take all of the, and we both, me and Ian, the co-founders of Surge Philly, take all of the negative energy and we're turning it into a positive, that we just need to keep getting the message out there and keep putting ourselves out there, and that eventually we're going to win a lot of hearts over, because our fight is just, we're standing on conviction, and it really is putting no dent. It's taking none of our energy away. If anything, it's making us more determined to keep going.
Why Krasner? Why is it with all the, I guess there's other people too, you might, why Krasner? The mayor, I guess, is not somebody who has been, you know, there's nothing like Larry Krasner, I guess. Why Krasner?
Well, we see Larry Krasner's policies as particularly destructive to our communities. And just one example is his policy and thought towards illegal firearms. He believes that illegal firearms, and he said this, he believes that illegal firearms don't lead to more shootings. That is putting our community in danger every single day. He's allowing people who have illegal firearms to walk on the streets. We saw it in Center City, where a woman who was defending another woman from a repeat offender was executed, and an illegal firearm was used. If that gun would have been off the street, that lady might not have lost her life.
Yeah, he believes if you're a former felon or a felon, you ought to be able to arm yourself, because after all, you might be at risk.
Yes, and what's really interesting about that is that he doesn't believe law-abiding citizens have the right to arm themselves.
Exactly.
And he's called for more gun control measures. It's really backwards, and we see that with his entire ideology. It seems based out of hatred for law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely. So, Frank, where do we find you? I would ask what's next, but you're surprised at the moment. Any moment, anything can happen here. But 4 to 6 this coming Saturday, you'll be at Logan Circle, the great debate. Where do we find you until then, Frank?
So Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you can go to Surge Philly or Frank.Scales on all of them platforms. If anybody wants to contribute, we do have a GoFundMe page up at Surge Philly, and that's in the link to our Instagram, so anybody's welcome to donate. But really, what we need is people just looking at our content, liking it, sharing it with their friends and family, and we need to spread the message. Our goal is to spread the message. So Surge Philly on Instagram and TikTok.
By the way, did we get the official ruling? I have my producers on it here. Who has more people on TikTok, you or Larry Krasner?
Well, when we first talked to Larry, it was us, and now it's us to an even greater extent. The only video of Larry's that actually went viral was because of us, because we used the video in our clip. So pretty confident that we still have more followers than Larry Krasner, and it's growing every single day. Every hour it's growing, and it really is a testament to the movement that we're starting in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Frank, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you. We appreciate you having us on the show and platforming us, and we are going to save Philly.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless.
All right. I'm still stunned each time we talk with him. So Larry Krasner has increased what he has on TikTok,
yeah,
among other things.
He's riding the coattails.
Not even remotely true. Larry just says these things, and he was going through his list, say, not even remotely true.
Yeah.
You know, throw all that stuff out.
All his
there,
nice buzzwords.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Put down that mind comp, Frank. He's the one holding debates, Logan Circle, 4 to 6 on Saturdays. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210, and get in. Side question today, coming off Daniel Boone, unelected American, can't be elected American, the most significant American, who do you say, for good or for ill, but unelected, not holding elected office? We want to go outside the politics, not a politician in that sense. 855-839-1210. All right, you're with Dom. Good Monday, everyone. 855-839-1210. So Caroline Leavitt, about the attack on that Mormon, not sure if they called it a temple or a church. I'm looking to see here. I guess the temple is downtown, what I'm thinking about, but their house of worship. It was because he hated Mormons. That's what we know, or what the FBI told her is what she said. That was the motivation. And, you know, this is one of the groups that, and President Trump talked about this, Christian groups that can be under attack, particularly the Mormons. You know, there's been TV shows, there have been all kinds of things. And satire is fine, but it doesn't seem to extend across in our society to some religions where you can't satirize it. This is constant. Look. And the beliefs, as I know them, do seem strange to me, but those are their beliefs. We saw this when Mitt Romney ran for president. 5 dead, 8 injured in the Michigan attack. And it's very hard, we know this, to reasonably pinpoint the motivations of this stuff and where they come from. We seem to go through this constantly, this crashing into the church and then apparently setting it afire in addition to the gunfire. And the police were there, by one report that I saw, in 25 seconds. So when you hear that statistic, what does that tell you? What it would tell any reasonable person is, even if the police are spectacular, you're going to have to protect yourself in many instances. Look at the damage. Look at what this guy was able to do, even though the police... Then I saw a report, they said up to 30 seconds. That's pretty good response. I don't know where they were, how that's possible. They were on scene in 25 seconds, but wow. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary, first in today on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. Thank you. I hope I don't blow it by being first, and I hope I'm a pretty good caller today.
Yeah.
You know, this Frank Scales is amazing. The fact that he's in his young 20s is even better for us and everybody that is a conservative and is rallying around free speech and asking our elected representatives, doesn't matter where they are. I just hope we could read more of those people everywhere.
Yeah, and he's got a buddy that co-founded it with him. I'm not sure if he's the Cywan partner, but between the two together. And Gary, imagine setting up every week debates at Logan Circle, 4 to 6, that people can debate whatever they want. What in the world could be better to do?
What's crazy to me, and I know that you know that I've got young children and younger children, but when they were younger, much younger, I was the same way. And they could have any opinion that they wanted. Same with you. All I care about is if you want to, if you have a different opinion of mine, then convince me I'm wrong. That's all I want to know. And I have the ability to change my mind, change my heart, and come to your side. That's all I want.
Well, and we see in the case of Krasner in particular here, he just can't engage. He's lost it if he ever had it. He's in such a bubble of bodyguards, the black ministers group, the media, and the mob, that he just can't go back and forth with them. It's not even that he was getting riled up. I didn't hear him in any pointed way go back to Frank and say why he thinks this is out of bounds, what this Frank Scales is doing.
There's a different B word for Krasner that I think I thought you were going to use. He's not bubbling up. He is being a bully. That's all he knows how to do is bully.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope Judge Dugan is taking notes. And then the next debate, some of the things I've talked with him, if he does that, Krasner just is not going to brook that. He will go to the extreme and hopefully we'll have a moment. All right, Gary, who's your significant American?
My significant Americans are Lewis and Clark. I was going to go with a different American, but he wasn't born in this country. He was born in England. He was one of the founding fathers. But I want to go at Lewis and Clark, and they were commissioned by Thomas Jefferson to do the Louisiana Purchase and led everything in the East Coast to the West.
And very underrated. You don't hear about them. You hear about Sacagawea, though. I mean, that's the other part of this. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, Lewis and Clark, I was going to take off the board. You don't hear about them. I don't know. Is it dull or whatever? They explored most of the United States and staked it out. The Louisiana Purchase. Yeah, pretty big.
Like yeah,
18
I mean,
states they were in.
I don't know. I feel like as I've gotten older, their kind of mystique has worn off. It's like, they were a part of American history.
But Eli Whitney.
Yeah, but Eli Whitney.
Eli Whitney.
Rent free in my head.
Scott. Yes. Okay. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mr. School Choice, Corey DeAngelis. Here's a little preview of why. He said that Randy Weingarten has said this Corey DeAngelis is just mesmerized by, obsessed by her. Here's Randy with the Reverend Al Sharpton on Sunday, I guess this was. This is Cut 10, saying that people essentially in America are ignorant about fascism. We don't know what fascism is. That's why this great leader had to write her book rather than helping in reading, writing, and reason and all that stuff. She was interested in fascism. Here's what she told Al Sharpton. Cut 10.
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
I have it here. It's playing right now. It's just not playing audio.
Okay. All right.
Give me 1 second.
All right. We'll play it after the break. It's okay. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Hey, Alan. Good afternoon. What do you have?
Hugh Hefner.
All right, well, tell us why.
Hefner was tied to the media, so he got his message across everywhere, and it went international. It didn't mean it was the right one, but it led the way to all the that we have now.
Okay. Playboy, and then the mansion. The whole thing was, and afterward, it was the germaphobe in me even mentioning it, what the heck was going on there. Cosby was there a lot. Oh, man. When you go back and look at it, right?
Really not helping Alan's answer, though.
Well, it's significantly bad.
Yeah, you know, that's
bad.
True.
All right, do we have that, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's Randy Weingarten.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters called for installing a Turning Points USA chapter in every high school. Now we're learning Walters plans to resign and a job with a group devoted to limiting teachers' unions' influence. What's your reaction And is this what you're talking about in this new book you're writing, Why Fascism Fears Teaches?
So let me just say that, and I love that the HBCUs got this big donation, and we are rooting for the success of all the HBCUs, as well as all the community colleges and state universities, because we know that higher education is absolutely essential as an economic engine for young people. In terms of what happened to Mr. Kirk, we must all condemn in the strongest possible ways any political violence.
Right.
Any, period. And we must all work to de-escalate political violence.
Okay, let's stop it right there. Okay, and yet, what's the book? What's the emphasize? Fascism, fascist. And we know in the book exactly who we're talking about, the Trump administration. That's why she wrote it. Now, so de-escalate, but we're still going to use fascism, Nazis, Hitler, like Larry Krasner did. Here's what she said.
What's happened with Mr. Walters is that he's just trying to figure out other ways to escalate, not to de-escalate. That's why when he went after he quit his job and said, you know, basically made a threat to both Becky Pringle and I. And so we have to look at all of it, de-escalate, and fight all of it.
What you're talking about in the book?
So, exactly right. What I did in the book is talk about fascism and fascistic behavior. I made a warning. I'm a school teacher, not just a union activist. And what's clear to me is that people don't know what fascism is. They don't know what authoritarian is. So what they see is they think we're just being, or people when they use a term are just being political.
Okay, let's stop it there. I mean, just think of the nerve of this woman. People don't know what that behavior might be like. Now, if you get that this is a tricky word, fascism, to be using, I get that. But we know exactly what they mean when they say that. They don't know what it means in the nuance of it. They're saying authoritarian, dictator, Mussolini, slash on the road to Hitler. That's what they're using fascist to mean. American people are not ignorant of what people are saying when they're doing it, and they won't stop it. She's gone, again, too far. I haven't read the full book. I'm just going by the interviews I've seen with her. And she's not nuancing this. She's telling us that what Trump is doing is a fascistic operation here. And what that leads to in the final outcome. We know that. People don't have to be a scholar studying fascism to know what she's implying or stating many times here and what the NEA is doing. And again, nobody like Al Sharpton ever jumps in with a pointed question to say, all right, well, what exactly are you saying that means attached to this? And again, she's just using a broad definition to get by. All right, big 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk with Corey DeAngelis, who Randy Weingarten says is obsessed with her. He's the school choice guy extraordinaire. Jack Cettarelli at 2 o'clock. Jump on board. Gary had a very good one. Hit us with that most significant American who was never elected to office. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.